Well, today the topic is emerging leaders. As you read the Numbers chapter 27. And I have a quiz for you. You know, their names were mentioned in Joshua. So I have two questions for you. See if you can answer. If you want a prize, you can come to my office if you get the answer. What is the original name of Joshua? You'll be surprised. Huh? That is not his name? No, he has a different name. And he became famous, so-called, after he took this name. But what is his original name? The name is very similar to the one, not similar, actually exactly the same as the one of the minor prophets' book. It can be found in Numbers chapter 13, verse 16. His name was Hosea. It was changed by Moses to Joshua. And the name means what? Joshua. Something like that, okay? The Lord is salvation. And people thought that he is the type of Jesus in the New Testament. Okay, so which tribe he belonged to? This is the second question. Yeah, he's son of Nun, but which tribe? What? There's only 12 tribes, so. Which tribe he came from? Well, it can be found in Numbers chapter 13, 2, verse 8, when Moses sent out the 12 spies. So they give us the background of all the spies, and he actually from the tribe of Ephraim. As you know, Ephraim is the northern kingdom, the biggest, almost the biggest tribe in the northern kingdom. And a lot of the time, northern kingdom is referred to Ephraim. So he's from the tribe of Ephraim. So nobody get the answer, huh? I have a huge prize waiting for you sitting in the office. So nobody got it. Oh, you got that? All right. Yeah, come to my office, okay? So we don't know much about Joshua, seriously. I asked two questions. Most of you have no idea. But when I say Joshua, everybody knows his name, but we have no idea about his background. And a lot of us being leaders are like that. A lot of us maybe came out of nowhere, not a famous home, not a really popular whatever, but God will call us and use us, just like Joshua. And you might ask, you know, the first time his name was mentioned, actually in Exodus chapter 17, verse 9. The other thing that we have no idea was that how did Joshua get so close to Moses? And we have no idea because Exodus chapter 17, verse 9 was the time that his name first mentioned. And Moses picked him up and said, let's gather an army and fight and launch the first war against two kings. If you go back and look at Exodus chapter 17, you will know that there was a war, the first one. And he was the chosen one to lead the army and to fight against two kings. So for sure, somehow Moses knew him, and then he know that he has ability to fight like a general, a leader. And if you ask why this happening, why do we need new leaders when Moses was still healthy? Because the Bible said that he was healthy, and he's good. He has still have a good eyesight. You know, I cannot even read small print now. You know, and I just passed 40 years old, and he 120, and then the Bible said he had a good eyesight, and he was in good shape. But why did God change the leadership? Well, why do we need new leaders? Well, obviously, because no one can live forever, right? So there's one major simple reason why we need new leaders. And the other possibility, of course, is leaders have different seasons in their lives. And they might be going somewhere, doing something. They might move away and call them for different ministries. or they are just simply like the people just walk in, they just got married, you know. And so they have different seasons in their lives. And someone is going to get married soon. Yesterday we saw it on the Facebook. So today we're going to look at this transition between two great leaders of the nation. One is Moses, the other one, of course, is Joshua. So we're going to read this story and see how this transition takes place from a powerful, older, experienced leader and going to a new, emerging leader of Joshua. The first point I want to share with you today is God chooses our leaders. He is the one who makes the choice. So if you look at this chapter 27, verse 12, you will see that God told Moses to go up a mountain and take a look at it. And then God told them, you know, look at the promised land, but you are not supposed to go in. And actually, not only you cannot go in, you are going to die soon. And that was the things that God told Moses. Simply, it is time. It is time for you to rest. In a sense, it's time to step down from leadership. It's time to have a new leader coming up. It doesn't mean that everyone has to die, but for Moses' case, it's time for him to die, to rest, to finish his leadership, to end his task, and it is time to hand it over to someone else. So what was the reaction of Moses? If you look at the scriptures in this passage, and so as other passages, you will see that he had no bitterness against God. He was not trying to say, you know, oh, well, if the nation without me, they would be in trouble. They didn't say that. He never said that. Even though he tried to argue with God, that I'm not backing him, say that, oh, let me go in. But God refused because God has his plan. God has his plan. And we look at verse 16 and 17, this chapter. Moses, speaking to the Lord, said, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregations. He obeyed. At this time, he knew his time was up. God was in a motion of moving him aside and getting a new leader over the congregation who may go out before them and go in before them, who may lead them out and bring them in that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep without a shepherd. You see, if you look at this prayer or the conversation that Moses had with God, he laid out kind of two criteria, kind of two things that very similar to what he did, actually. If you look at it carefully, he said he wants him to be chosen by God. That person has a spirit of God, and then he will be like a shepherd. Someone like him, if you look at the life of Moses, we all know that he was filled by the Spirit of God and he was powerful and he was wise, he was chosen, and he was doing all this for the whole nation. And he was just like, really, like much like a shepherd, leading them, you know, from one place to the other. And the flock was kind of scared because the 12 spies came back. The report was terrible and to them, so they were afraid. So they were wandering in the wilderness like a flock. And he was actually like a shepherd. And he was asking God for the leader like that, like him. It's quite natural for us to think that way. When we say that it's time for me to move on, we are thinking of someone very much similar to us and say, let this person replace me. But God, if you look at it carefully, God never say that is in his mind, someone like a shepherd. Look at verse 18, how God answered Moses' prayer or conversation. Take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, the man in whom is the spirit. And God knows that he has a spirit of God in him. And lay your hands on him. God already has a man in place to carry on the work. But Joshua definitely is not to be a shepherd leading the flock anymore. Because why? What? They are not going to be a sheep anymore. They're going to be what? Becoming an army. They're going to fight to get the land. You cannot get a shepherd to lead the army. So I think God has something in mind, it's different than Moses. It's natural for us as a human thinking of someone like us to lead, to continue to lead. Or find someone like me so that I can ask him to join my committee. But God has something indifferent person in mind because the situation is no longer the same. They are going into the promised land. They are going to fight for many, many years. The people is no longer like a flock wandering in the wilderness, but they're going to be turned into an army to fight for God and for themselves. So they need someone different. So if you look at this, I think there's a few things we can learn from this transition between Moses' conversation with God, you know, what he was thinking, and God's choosing a different person. Similar, but not the same, because the situation is no longer the same. First, we need to acknowledge that there's a season for each leader. For Moses' case, it's time for him to step down. It's time actually for him to die, because it was time for him. God had a punishment on him because he disobeyed God. So it's time for him to join Aaron, meaning that he was going to die, to end his life. But a lot of time, we, like I said, we prefer someone like us to take our place. Or someone like ourselves, when we step down, you know, we have a hard time to step down for some people. Our ego tells us that we should not step down because if I step down, what would happen to this ministry? This ministry is going to fall apart, so I must be in this position. There's two extremes. One is that we don't want to step down. The other one is the people that are following this leader do not want him to step down or her to step down. Because we are so much rely on individuals. But there are seasons for leaders. Time will change, situation change, and for different reasons, God is going to call up different people. Secondly, we need to recognize that we follow human desire. We seek to replace outstanding leaders, just like what I said. We will find someone like me, someone like us, to join the committee, to be part of this team. Those are the things that we naturally do. But this is not the case, and this is not what God wants all the time. For this situation, they are going to cross the Jordan River, they're going to start a war, they're going to conquer the land, and Joshua was the right person for the time of invasion, occupation. And Moses, if you think about it deeply, I think he might not be the right person to do it because he was so much like a shepherd, taking care of the people for so many years. All of a sudden, you ask him to change, might be difficult. So it's time for a season to change. And Joshua was the right person for the right job. So you might not be the same person, same kind of people that you are looking for, you are expecting when leadership, making different transitions. Look at how God revealed himself to Moses. Remember? The burning bush. God was talking to him, the special thing that he always has, the staff. A staff. And using that staff to lead the people. How about Joshua? The angel showed up to him, carrying a what? A stick? A saw. And you know that they have a different jobs to do. And God already revealed to himself to them in a different ways, telling us that God has different purpose for each leader. And for Moses, he's leading the people, moving from one direction to the other, from one place to the other. But Joshua, for him, it's time for invasion. It's time to fight for the kingdom. So you can tell it's different. Third, if we insist to use our way to choose leaders, or if we just allow ourselves to do that and do not let God do the choosing, we might be getting into trouble. Moses was big enough that he said, right after what God said, that he said, let you find a person to lead the congregation, to lead the whole nations. He did not suggest any names. If you look at this conversation, as soon as God said that, you know, it's time for you, you are done, and Moses said that, please find someone to replace me. He did not mention Joshua. He did not mention any names, or the elders, the 70 elders, always work with him. And he just allowed God to make that choice. And of course, the last one is the public acknowledgement. If you look at this, the last few verses, 22. Yeah, he laid his hand on him right in front of people. If you look at Deuteronomy 13, chapter 31, verses 7 and 8. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and good courage, for you must go with his people, for this people, to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Publicly, Moses acknowledged God's choice, and publicly he supported this new emerging leader, Joshua. If you look at this term, be strong and of good courage, it's almost opposite of what he said, do not fear nor be dismayed. Do not fear nor be dismayed. It's almost a big bring up the contrast. God is asking us, asking the one who is serving him, be strong and have good courage. And do not let fear or discouragement control your hearts. And I think this is very important. So if you look at chapter 27, verse 22, you see that, 23, so Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before the priest, Eleazar, and before all the congregation, and he laid his hand on him and inaugurated him, just as the Lord commanded by the hands of Moses, publicly acknowledged, so that the people will not be waved and will not be discouraged when Moses is leaving. Because they know that from now on, they can follow Joshua, acknowledged by God, acknowledged by their leaders, Moses. And I think this is very important. We acknowledge our emerging leaders. We need to give them courage, encourage them, and be strong. Number two, I want to see this, is that God honors our leaders. Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34. Well, we will come back here, so put something there so that we can come back to Numbers. Deuteronomy, the last chapter, 34. So here it started with telling us that Moses went up to the mountains, and this tall mountain is about 4,500 feet tall. So he went up there, he just took a look at the whole land. And God was gracious to him and saying that at least you can see the land. This is the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there. And Moses died. Verse 5, chapter 34, verse 5, Moses died there in the land of Moab according to the law, to the word of the Lord. You see, that is God's plan. God is in control all this transition, and he's going to honor him. But you see, God cannot change the way he deal with sin. But he find way to honor Moses. You know what happened to him, right? As I said in verse 7, he was 120 years old, but his eyesight was not dim, and he was still really good, healthy man. Our problem, we get old before we are old. And we quit before we are through. We get old before we are old. A lot of time we say, oh, we are too old for this, we are too old for that. I cannot take this anymore, you know, because if I continue to serve, I'm going to get a heart attack. So we get old before we are actually old. And we quit too early. How does God honor Moses? If you look at the continued chapters, you will see in verse 6, God actually buried him himself. He will not bend over. He will not allow Moses to go into the land because of his sin against God. But God find way to honor his people, his servants. And he buried him so that no one can find him, because otherwise he will become an idol, Moses. And God honor our leaders. And you can count on that. God will find ways to honor you as you serve him faithfully. Okay, let's come to number 3, Joshua chapter 1. God equips or encourages our leaders. As I mentioned, the first one that God equips or encourages our leaders is be strong and courageous. So what is courage? The synonyms is bravery, fearlessness, heroism, confidence. You know, there's a nickname or there's another way to say it. It's like, you know, we have the guts to go forward. Courage. There's something we need to look at it, courage. Courage is seen, listen carefully. Courage is seen in the person whose back is against the wall. When the odds are against them, when the pressure is on, when the flaming arrows are close and the pain is intense, when the attack is at hand, courage, you will never need courage when you are sitting on the couch having potato chips. Right? Do you need to have a courage, sit on the sofa, watching TV? Well, God tells you, be strong and courageous, okay? No. It's time in a dangerous position. When you are taking a risk for God, this is the time you need courage. So when you ask God, God, give me some courage. Are you sure you are in the position to fight for him, or are you just sitting at home in a very comfortable couch and asking God, give me some courage? Because I'm going to watch 6 hours movie or video games. You don't need courage to do that. You might need a lot of energy or coffee. Look at the Bibles. You know, David fight against the giant. That was the time he needs a courage. Courage, when Moses looked at Pharaoh and said, let my people go after 400 years. That is courage. Elijah challenged those prophets. Let's burn, you know, on the altar. That is courage. Courage is found in the middle of conflict and struggles. That is courage. That is courage when Joshua tells the people after 40 days they came back from the promised land. You know, 10 spies said that, forget about going in. They were giants to us. And we are just like grasshopper to them. And it takes courage to give a different viewpoint on the report. And I think God saw something in him at that time. From that point on, he has courage. And do you have courage? Or do you just want to make sure when you serve, nothing is going to happen, I can handle it. You know, no one's going to go against me. You know, when I tell this and something will happen, everything will be done according to my plan, all these things. If this is the case, then I might serve. doesn't work that way, brothers and sisters. The world does not work that way. And why you are thinking that in the church? That's why God told Joshua a few times in chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 9, keep telling him, because he needs to know that. It's not like it's not about easy task. Do you feel uphill battle today? At home, at work? There are hundreds of times in our lives when we are faced with situations, you know, to our eyes seems impossible. There are outward circumstances like illness, disabilities, broken relationship, financial hardships, even loss of job, get a bad grade in your study, inner conflict, integrity. Can you be faithful? Can you be found faithful when no one is looking at you? How do you go against that fear, go against that insecurity, or that go against that ego in your heart? You know, I'm so good, you know, I can do everything, but you know, God told me to be humble. I'm so wise, everybody is silly, but I'm the best man for this job. Outwardly, we have circumstances. Inwardly, we have all these voices in our lives that we have fight against. But will you listen to what God said? Be strong and courageous. And do not let the voices in your heart tell you cannot do it. Nobody's gonna appreciate you. I'm just wasting my time. Who cares? Even though I care, but nobody cares. Why bother? All those voices within you. But God has promised Joshua, not only telling him to be courageous, to be strong, but he said that I will go with you. And this is the promise that he gave to Moses so as to Joshua. I will go with you. And I think this is the most important thing that we need to grasp on and hold on to. Even though we might not feel we are adequate, but God is big enough and he's strong enough and he allows us to move forward with him. Unlike their fathers, when they heard that report from the 12 spies, and they were just yield to fear, and they would not move. But this time, Joshua is leading a new leader, leading the new group of people. After 40 years, they all died. God said that. Now this is a new generation, requires a new leadership. And they're going to do something different this time. Not just wandering in the wilderness, waiting for God to feed them, but this time they're going to move in and take the land and requires new leaders. What will be your choice? Do you choose to, like their forefathers, when they hear difficulties, they just say, forget about it, let's go back home? Home is a heart. Let's go back to Egypt. Forget about the promised land. And they got their punishment. And I would rather encourage you to step forward, like Joshua. Look at the situation in a different point of view. Second point I want to share with you how God encouraged us is obedience to God's words. Verse 7 and 8, Joshua chapter 1. Even though Joshua is a military man, he is going to be a general, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't need the word of God. It doesn't mean that he does not need to obey all the laws. And God said that you need to obey all the laws. You see, God also requires to listen to him, even though we have a different leaders. Requirement is the same. Just like a grocery store, you know, when God said to Joshua, obey all the law, not some. Okay, you are going to fight, so I just give you some grace on this and on that. No, God said that obey all the laws. We are not going to grocery store, you know. If you go to grocery store, what do? You buy stuff. And there's so many choices in Canada. You know, vegetable, the whole lineup. goes cereal. How many brands, how many choices you can have. And we just pick whatever we want. But it's not that when it comes to follow God's words. All or else. Just like Moses, in his life, he only failed once almost. He did not listen to God. If you look at the Bible, I think that was the only time God told him to order the rock to come out, you know, to have water, and he struck the rock. He did not listen. That time only, and God was not happy with him. But today we are not living in the Old Testament, we are living under the law of Christ. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. That was the two commands from our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul narrowed down to one. Love your neighbor as yourself. And we show God that you love him with all your heart. Brothers and sisters, situation change. Our leaders face different seasons in their lives. And we are hoping new leaders will come up, just like Joshua, facing a new task, unlike Moses. And God was calling him, giving him wisdom, lay hand on him through Moses, and encourage him to go forward with him. He's not just sending him alone going into the promised land. He's going with him. And I hope that as we serve God, we will seriously take his word seriously. Seriously take his word seriously, okay? I'm quoting something, okay? So bear with me. Ignorance is no excuse for acting stupid. I'm quoting, okay? So I'm not saying you're stupid. Ignorance is no excuse for acting stupid. When we try to live without consulting God's word, it's a deliberate, volunteer ignorance. But that ignorance will not stop us from suffering the consequences for being stupid. The wisdom we need is available right here, the Bible. A lot of times we just choose not to read it and not to follow it. Ignorance is no excuse for acting stupid. And ignorance will not stop us from suffering the consequences for being stupid. We need to read your word. We need to follow God's word and trust him. Well, conclusion, brothers and sisters, the church is facing different time as we're focusing on our young family in the next few years. And we need new leaders. Some leaders are facing their seasons of life, and some of us chose to be discouraged because we see them moving away, in the sense of moving away from serving God or leading you. But I would rather encourage you to be strong and courageous. We cannot depend on existing leaders all the time, because when time change, when God's call is coming, and we need to respond. Do not let fear control you and control your heart. Because God has promised that he always go with you and with me. Let's pray together. Our Father, we give you thanks for this story, the transition between two great leaders for two different times. Lord, we thank you for seeing Moses, a great leader, spiritual leader, looking after the whole nations. But from the time for Joshua to conquer the promised land, Lord, you call upon Joshua, the right person for the right task. Lord, we just pray that you will also encourage each one of us as you call upon us to be leaders of this church, small group, committee. Lord, we pray that we will listen to your encouragement. Be strong and courageous. instead of being captured by fear or discouragement. Lord, we pray that because, as you said, you have promised that you will go with us. You will always be there for us, and you will fight the war. Just like many years ago, you promised Joshua, you will fight for him and fight for the nations. Lord, today when we serve, Lord, we just pray that we will trust your word because you are going with us and you are moving forward with us. You are always there for us. Lord, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.